We're in Simin Reisha and Gimel, the halachas of Kiddush. We're up to Sif Hei, and we will be doing from Hei through Zayin. Kasvu haga'onim. Ha de'ein Kiddush elo b'makom suda, afilo ochol dover mu'ed. Pashup shat, ein Kiddush elo b'makom suda means that you have to have your suda together with Kiddush. The ga'onim write, no, it is sufficient to have something small. Dover mu'ed, o shosa kos yayin shechayev olav bracha, you drank a kos yayin that is mechayev a bracha, which means a revius. Yotzi de kiddush amakam suda, v'gomer sudasu b'makam acher, and you eat your suda somewhere else. How much do you have to eat? You have to eat a kazayas. The gra, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the famous gra in the Maisa Rav. It was makbid, not even by day, that he would not have kiddush and then have some mazonis or something, but he would dafka have his suda afterwards. Now it says here, mashka, the amount that you make a bracha on. The truth is, that the machlok is how much drink you need to make a bracha achrona. There's a day of bekazayas and a day of berevias. Says the Mishnah Berurah that here it seems that everybody, he brings a prima godin, everyone is molded, you need a revias. A kazayas is not enough. The reason being that although a kazayas may be sufficient to make a bracha achrona on, it is not choshev enough for us to say that it's makam suda. A revius of yayin fills you the way a suda does. A kazayas does not. Now, further, what happens if you did this? You made kiddush and had whatever it is that we'll decide you can have. Later, you sit down to the suda. Do you have to have kiddush again? Says the Mishnah Berurah, no. Although many are knowing that they'll make kiddush a second time, Mishnah Berurah paskins explicitly. The halacha is kiddush needs suda. Suda does not need kiddush. It's not that every time you sit down to a suda, you need kiddush. Now, what is good enough for that? V'davka ochal lechem o shoso yayin. Avalam ochal peris lo. That's only if you had pas or wine. But if you have fruit, that's not enough. The Mishnah Berurah says that if wine is good enough, then certainly any tafshil of the chameshis minei dagon. Tafshil means it doesn't even have to be a pas, which means noodles would be enough, a mazonis cereal will be enough. Rabbi Kiva Eiger brings, Mishnah Berurah quotes Rabbi Kiva Eiger, a daya that wine does not help, that a revius of yayin isn't good. The Mishnah Berurah's maskani is that you should only rely on it b'shas adchak. On the other hand, there's a Shilti Agiborim who holds that even peiros are good enough for kiddush v'makom suda. The Mishnah Berurah says that if someone is very weak and he doesn't have anything else to drink, he could be somach on that. Now, from the Mechaber, and we do not see that the revius of wine that you drank for kiddush wouldn't suffice. You know, the mashmos would be that since you're drinking a revius anyway, with that kos, you yotze both the kiddush as well as the makam suda. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings a yesh omrim that you have to, after you finish drinking your rov kos from the kiddush, you have to have another complete revius to make up a makam suda. Sivvav. Oh, sorry, the Ramah here. Ulafiza hayamutu lamol lesanik lishtos mikoshal mila b'shabes shachris im shosim kishir. Now, there's a problem. What happens when they make the brach of asher kiddush? You did mi beten at a bris. This is before kiddush. Can you drink it or not? Says the Ramah, you can drink it, and they'll be yotze kiddush makam suda because they'll have another revius afterwards. Avol nagu litin latinik. The minig is to give it to the tinik lemaisa. If the one who's making the brachis is actually going to have cake afterwards, so that'll be kiddush makam suda or another revius. Sivavim kiddush beveso v'shama shcheino v'shulchano lefonov. What happened? Ruvain is making kiddush out loud. The next door neighbor hears him and is about to eat. Yotzebo. I can be yotze with my neighbor's kiddush. The shaper have a makam suda. We call that makam suda. Meaning, it's not that the Makadish must be in the Makam Suda. The one who's making Kiddush for me is in his Makam. I'm in my Makam. He is Motzi me. But the Mechaber says, Ukagon Shiniskavana Shomea Lotze Sumashmia Lahotzi. That's only talking about where he had Kavana to be Motzi me and I had Kavana to be Yotze. Lamaisa, in such a case, the Mishnah Berurah says that this is good lechatchila. Not only that, but the lashon of the Mechaber Shulchan or Oruch Lefonav is lavdafka, as long as you have your suda afterwards or anything that constitutes a suda for Kiddush and Makam Suda. The one who makes Kiddush in Shul, the Pashtus is that he's doing it Machmas Minig and has no Kavanah to be Motzi anybody. So if somebody hears him, he wouldn't be Yotza unless he tells him to be Motzi him. The Mishnah Berurah Lamaisa has a big problem with this thing that I can be Yotza with somebody else, because Lamaisa, he says, the halacha is that Birkas HaNenin needs a Kfiyas together. So L'chatchila, really, you're supposed to say the Baruch Pri Hagaf in a matzav of Kfiyas. True, you're Yotza B'dieved even if you're not Kavua together. So although Kvias doesn't mean that your mom is sitting next to each other, as long as you're sitting by the table or people are sitting down around the room, in another room you're certainly not Kavua together. Siv Zayin, Yeshomrim Shemekachim El Oraner. The first day holds that Kiddush must be where you have your Ner Shabbos. Yeshomrim Shena Kiddush Toli B'Ner, that Kiddush doesn't need Ner. Vim Hunene B'chotzer Yosem Ipnei Avir. And if you prefer lighting candles indoors, eating outdoors because of the good air, or mipnei azvuvim, or because the flies indoors are bothering you, mekadesh b'chotzer v'ochol sham, you can make kiddush outdoors and eat there. Avo pishen aroa aner, shaner is la'onig mitzvah v'lo litzar. The Rishonim use this lashon. The purpose of ner is for onig Shabbos, not for the sake of making life difficult for you. So you can, if you want to, you can make kiddush outside. Vahochi mistabra, and that is the maskona of the mechaber is that's really the halacha. Lamaisa, the Prima Gadim, disagrees. He says you're better off making kiddush in the house, washing, eating a little bit with the kavana of going outside, and then you go outside and you finish your meal. It's interesting, but the poskim are medayik from this halacha that onig Shabbos is docha kavod Shabbos, because even though klape the onig la'onig nistava v'lo litzar. But what happened to the kavod Shabbos here? The kavod is that you sit down to a table with candles. So they say that from here we see that onig is more chashuv than kavod Shabbos. So for example, if it's a question of using nice disposable dishes versus the dishes that you're going to have to wash, so even though it's less of a kavod Shabbos to use them, but you'd rather not have to spend your Friday night washing all the dishes for Shabbos morning, the poskim are medayik from here that it is legitimate to be mamayit a little bit in the kavod Shabbos for the sake of the onig Shabbos.